Minimal filters. Two dudes, one tiny ass apartment. Does it get any more Disney than this?
Relatable delinquents who talk about life,
alcohol consumption,
athletics,
partying,
university lifestyle,
coitus,
and everything in between.
A lifestyle podcast for young adults who don't know what's going on.
Wait.
That's not how it works.
I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Plouston.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Minimal Filters. Minimal Filters.
Two guys who really don't know what's going on.
On episode 28 of Minimal Filters, we start things off a little differently, as you can already tell. Nathan's voice is very, very hoarse right now from all the screaming and crying he was doing during his Oilers 9-5 loss to my Flames on the weekend, which we'll get into later. So, you get to start off your day hearing my voice instead. Aside from the Battle of Alberta that I just briefly mentioned, we also cover the absolutely absurd bitch slap from Men in Black legend Will Smith on Sunday's Oscars. We bring back one of our fan favorite segments, Fax No Printer, where the loser has to call Domino's and order a pizza, then ask if they can leave a very special note written in the box. And as always, we sponge ourselves off with the shower thought of the day. Nathan, do you want to do the ad read, or do you want me to get this one too?
No, I'm going to hand this off.
Well, it doesn't sound that bad. I'll get it, though.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Just didn't want to risk it.
No, it's not that bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, this week's podcast is brought to you once again by the number one source for adult toys, Adam and Eve. Who wants better sex?
Everyone.
There, you're right. Well, the best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but there's actually more than that.
What?
When you get one item, they will also send 3 bonus sexy items and 6 free movies.
Gotta love movies.
I love them too. They also offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority. Plus, free shipping on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly for free. That's 50% off of one item, plus 10 free gifts, including the 3 sexy items and the 6 movies Nathan's very excited about with the free shipping. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. In order for this to work, just enter code MFers at checkout, and you'll get 50% off of any item, plus 10 free gifts. Use code MFers, that's capital MFERS, at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to just this podcast. So once again, be sure to use code MFERS in all capitals at checkout.
Can I quickly ask, in the intro you mentioned how, yes, my Edmonton Oilers lost, but don't say you're Flames. You're not a Flames fan.
Okay, but then you don't get to claim the Oilers. You always say that they're your team. I get a team.
But you change what team you cheer for. That's my point.
That's the thing. I've never, other than when my uncle coached Ottawa, humble brag, I haven't had a favorite team to actually cheer for and love, but this year the Flames.
So you're a bandwagon.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
That's all I wanted.
But
that's
they're my team. They're my team who, yes, I'm admitting I bandwagon, so I'm allowed to like claim whatever I want now. I used to love Ottawa when I was a kid, probably like fucking 5. I loved Vancouver. I literally painted my room like purple, green, and blue. Back when Marcus Nassim was playing there.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I'm a huge
I don't care. I just wanted you to admit that you're bandwagon. So
yeah, I'll admit. How come you like Edmonton so much, may I ask?
I've suffered through many years. The only reason why.
You love them because they brought you suffering?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's fair.
No, the reason is because when I was 6 years old, I went to the Stanley Cup Finals when I was 6 years old. And got to go in the dressing room after, and ever since then I've been an Oilers fan.
Was that Carolina?
Yeah, Carolina. Yeah, I was in Carolina, beat them. Oilers would have won if Dwayne Wilson didn't get hurt.
So you were 6 and like, you remember clear as day?
What?
You were 6?
Yeah, I was 6.
You remember it all like clear as day? Or
I remember parts of the game itself. Obviously, I was 6. I don't remember too much. But like I remember like being at the game and how the crowd was and all that.
Well, speaking of memory and big crowds, do you remember much of Saturday's game?
Yes. I wasn't that drunk at the game. I wasn't drunk, period, that day.
Really?
Yeah, no, I was pretty
Because the night before, we went out to the game again. We had back-to-back Flames games Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, that was a terrible idea.
Well, I don't know. Fries was kind of sick because Wakes was back, so the boys went out and fucking
had a night for themselves. Yeah, but they also went out Saturday.
Yeah.
I told myself I wasn't going to go out this weekend, and I told myself I was only going to drink a bit on Saturday for the Battle of Alberta. I ended up getting crippled Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, you had an absolute bender. You had like one of our classic summertime three-day benders.
Yeah, just unexpected, sadly. Disappointed in myself.
Is your FOMO back, or is it just...
No, it was just Thursday. The Okotoks Bisons won their championship.
Shout out Bisons. Go, I think it was because of us, you think?
Yeah, it was because of us, because we showed them out. Good for them. They deserved it. Then Friday, Flames game. Then Saturday, Battle of Alberta. So, I mean, the last two kind of make sense, but the Thursday was unnecessary on my part. I was in bed at 11:30 and got convinced to go out. So
yeah, because I was not here. And I got a snap from you in bed from, like, 10:30 to 11:30, then the next snap you're in an Uber.
Yeah, so I'm
like, where are you going? And then the next snap I get is you just fucking holding a beer with like 12 of the boys.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I was just laying in bed and my sister and a couple of boys were trying to get me out to go to the brew house with them, and I was like, nah, like I can't. And then my sister called me a pussy, so then I got up and ordered an Uber. So
that's tough. Well, back to the Flames game that we were at. Man, that honestly, that I could not have asked. I mean, you were at the one 2 years ago when the goalie fight broke out, so that one's probably never going to be top. But I could not have asked for a better Battle Bowl.
Entertaining. Honestly, I would compare that hockey game to like when you're at a club and you just start seeing fights the whole time. Yeah. Obviously, there wasn't fights, but there was entertainment throughout the whole thing. So,
well, there's actually a fight in the stands, and do we want to get
into that? Yeah, I can get into that. So I'll explain my side of the story.
So everyone, for those of you listening, Nathan and I are going to give our own little POVs on something that happened to me.
Yeah. So there was a big. I heard a bunch of people saying, oh, there's a fight, and we look over our left, there's a huge crowd.
First off, we were up in the nosebleeds, like the very, very top.
This is the ghetto of hockey, like, so of hockey seats. So we looked, like, no surprise either. Like, I mean, it literally is a gong show up there. It's a literal jungle. Like, the press level is a jungle.
That's why it's called the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
People's nosebleed.
Up, yeah. There, like, and so I looked to my left, and I was like, all right, oh, shit, there's, a big crowd, there's a big fight going on. And then all of a sudden, I hear a little bit of bang, I hear whoop, and I look to my right, Kale's two rows down, legs in the air, laying on people because he fell down two fucking rows. And your face, like, it somehow had a mix of emotions. It had a mix of confusion, sadness, and embarrassment all in one facial expression when I looked down. And pain. And it was just seeing your face. I have that image burned in my head of your face when your legs are in the air and you're, like, looking up. I luckily, like, you went whoa as you were going down, so I saw the end of your flip. Oh, as your legs were like in the air and right before you crashed into those people. And the best part was this was 5 minutes into the game and you had one beer. So like the alcohol wasn't even an excuse. It was
I didn't pre-drink at all either.
Yeah, it was literally your center of gravity just pushed you. Like, that's just the nosebleeds though. That's what you get.
that's the nosebleeds. Yeah. So it was like, again, I'm going to basically almost retell a story, but from my side.
Yeah. Just to say exactly what I said, actually. Just do that.
It was probably the most fucking terrifying moment of my life, because like Nathan said, we're sitting in the nosebleeds on the right hand side of the ice, and everyone's kind of starting getting loud and looking to our left, so we both stand up. I had to kind of look around Nathan, so I'm leaning forward to watch this fight.
So it was my fault.
But no, yeah. My equilibrium up that high is already kind of shot, and they're steep, so I lean forward a little bit and my foot got stuck in the two seats that were in front of me. So when I kind of went to go, like, move to catch myself, I just fell forward even faster.
Oh, yeah.
And there was nobody in the seats right in front of me, so I couldn't, like, lean on them to, like, hold myself up. I literally had nothing to brace myself. So I just fucking last second just turtled and did a full-ass front flip while the one beer that I finished was gone, but the full beer in my hand launched.
Yeah.
I have no clue why I hit, probably, like, 20 rows down, but it launched. My hat flew off. And then I landed on, like, this family of four.
Out of curiosity, how much did it hurt? Dude, did it hurt a lot?
No, because, like you said, there was so much going on in my mind. Like, I was so embarrassed because there actually wasn't...
The physical pain wasn't anything. It was more just the embarrassment.
Yeah, because, like, luckily everyone was watching the fight that was happening in the stands, so no one could really see me.
Almost everyone around us were looking towards the fight, and then everyone, like, saw you after, so they didn't see it actually happen.
No, there was... I mean, the ones that were, like, right beside me saw, yeah, and they were like, oh my god, like, is this kid dead? Yeah. Like, did I just watch someone die? But, no, so when I got up, First of all, I sat there for like 7 seconds, like not sure to start crying.
That was what I was talking about, the look. Yeah. The days
well, I think I was knocked out unconscious for a second. Like, no, but the one kid helped me up who had the world's worst haircut of all time.
Yeah, I'll talk about that guy after here. I gotta talk about him.
Yeah, and I stood up and I'm like, oh, that was doesn't hurt that bad. But the next day when my adrenaline like wore off and my buzz kind of, you know, when I was hungover, even right now, man, my back hurts.
Yeah.
So fucking bad.
You just know you're getting old when you can't take a tumble anymore. Yeah, it hurts to take a tumble.
That should have been all the fucking shit white people say.
Yeah.
A tumble.
Can't take a tumble. Like when I was younger, I could take tumbles all the time and be fine.
Oh, but yeah.
Yeah, that shit looked like it hurt.
It hurt and it was embarrassing and I wanted to cry, but I couldn't.
You brought up the kid with the worst hair ever. Okay. I put this out as a tweet.
And it was on both of our stories on Snapchat.
Is this like it should be illegal to have hair like that because it literally obstructed my view of the game.
I'll repost it on our story on Instagram for you guys can see.
It literally did. Like for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I posted it on our Twitter and my Snapchat, so you can check that out. But it quite literally, like when people got those perms, right, and they would just get the top done of the perm, right? You know, people did that for a while.
Oh, they were so horrible.
And I think it's still happening.
It kind of is. It's like the hockey kids in grade 12 right now are having.
This kid has that, but it's literally like hair that's long enough to go down to his fucking like chin. Like it is probably longer than that. It could probably touch his shoulders.
Yeah.
But so it's like straight out and curly. So it's literally just sticking straight out. And I fucking literally couldn't see. I literally could not see when I was sitting beside him. And I was so upset. That's also one of the reasons why my voice is this bad.
Because
every time the Oilers scored when we were sitting in those seats, I yelled at him, telling him to get a haircut. And then his mom in front of me told me to sit down.
So not only did that kid get absolutely harassed by Nathan, but he actually almost got murdered by me landing on him. And then he actually helped me up. So it's kind of, it's tough because I think he's a great guy, but that hair ruined it for him.
His hair ruined it.
Yeah.
It's, you play yourself. So
it was fucked. But yeah, aside from that fight that we were talking about that we were trying to watch, some apparently two young kids
in the middle of it. If you're going to fucking get in a fight, don't you dare have little children around you. Yeah. You are an absolute cuck.
Because when we ended up moving seats down to the lower bowl, not a big deal. But on our way down, we literally saw these kids getting stretchered out.
Yeah,
and we're in the middle of fight. So I don't know if one kid got hit or if they got squished. Maybe Benny, I'm surprised the person I fucking squished didn't get stretchered either.
I hate to say this, but I think it was probably like his parents were saying something and then some fucking drunk idiot like fucking probably started something. Like that's what I was thinking might happen. But
and just started swinging and hit the kid back.
Fuck sakes, man. Like if you ever do that, I hope you don't live with yourself. I literally hope you tell your friends to run you over with a car. That's how I feel.
I guess.
You deserve that if you hit a kid, so.
Yeah. Other than that, go Flames go. They won 9-5. It was an absolute fucking game.
If there's one thing that game showed, it showed how unbelievable a playoff series would be between them.
What's the chance of them meeting in the playoffs? Would it be like
pretty high. Third round? No, it'd be second round.
Second round?
Okay. Yeah, it'd be pretty high.
Dude, I would honest to God, I would spend a total of $1,000 between probably – I guess that'd be just probably three games.
Yeah, based upon current standings, if they both win their first round, they would play each other. So
fuck, dude. Yeah. I wonder if there's like a way you can like pre-book tickets for a game like that if it was to happen.
I don't know.
Probably not.
No, probably not. They'd go. They'd be so expensive though. It'd be crazy.
I mean, I can honestly promise you that anything not press level would be cheap at $600.
I'd say $300 a pop for like shitty second bowl tickets. Man. And that's my math in my head. I'm literally
press
doing
level was like $100 for shitty tickets at just that game.
Yeah, so it'd be like $200, probably double.
Price. But anyways,
have this one. I know I'm right mathematically.
But yeah, that's it for the game. Fucking.
What else? How do we not talk about the biggest event that's ever happened in TV history? I think like you this is up right there. Now? Yeah, this is up there. This has to be up there for the biggest moments in TV history.
Are you quoting what Chris Rock said after he got bitch slapped? That's literally what he said, isn't it?
The first thing he said is, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me.
Yeah, and then I'm pretty sure he said something like, that was the greatest moment of television history.
I don't know if he did or not.
Something like that. I can't speak like him. He's got a unique voice.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I guess everyone by now 1,000% seen it, so we're not going to like
the Will Smith. Happened. Yeah, the Will Smith and Chris Rock slap. Okay, here's, are you team real or team fake?
See, I was just going to ask you that. I also just put out an Instagram poll about 2 hours ago, and I'll look right now, live. I'll look live at what the votes are, but I'm team real.
I'm team real for sure. I think how hard he slapped him.
Thank God it was fucking open hand, though.
Oh my God, I know.
Will Smith's a big dude.
That one, and I think the way Chris Rock reacted after, obviously said that like, oh, he just slapped the shit out of me.
He kept his cool.
After that, he literally stumbled on his words for a solid like 20 seconds.
He was trying to say we're about to give out an award for documentary, but he's like, we're about to give out a documentary for the, I mean, award. An award. Like,
yeah. He was rattled. And then obviously with Will Smith yelling, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. But if you're a conspiracy theorist, you know for a fact they're taking fake side. 100%. Every person who believes like that COVID was designed in a lab and all that, they're going to take fake for sure.
Let's look right now. Dude, so it's only been up for an hour, our poll on Instagram. There's been 98 votes. 25 people say it's fake.
Wait, what?
I'm not going to say the name, but 25 people that follow us say it's fake. That it's staged.
Holy fuck. Yeah, that's nuts.
And actually, I'm just going to say it right now so I don't forget. One person literally had that much of a say where they literally DM'd us saying it's a distraction from the current world politics.
True.
And their reasoning was, remember that one Astro World tragedy? Tragedy? Yes, obviously
we remember that. Tragedy, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, during that, everyone was talking about that weird dress Kendall wore. Distraction.
I don't ever remember a weird.
I don't remember the dress. I went with it. And I said, "Oh my god, that's crazy! Wow, stop! You're scared."
No, okay. So conspiracy theorists take fake, but everything. I don't see how that could have been fake. Like everyone's saying, like because the ratings have been so bad for the Oscars, but you're gonna tell me Will Smith is literally gonna ruin his reputation?
But listen,
oh god,
listen to why. There's actually a little reason why I think it could be staged. Will Smith literally won Best Actor 10 minutes after.
I mean, yeah.
He's the best actor. That could have been an amazing, stellar acting job. But the reason why I'm going back to no, it's not, because it was actually Chris Rock who was doing good acting, and he's not a good actor. He's a shitty actor. So that was real.
If you're Will Smith's PR team in the Oscars, like the Academy or whatever they're fucking called, they come up to you and they're like, hey, we're going to have some shitty ratings lately. We're going to ask you to do something.
Walk up.
And slap the shit out of Chris Rock and scream at him on live TV.
Right.
How would, if you're a PR person, and I'm only saying this because I'm in business, so obviously I know what's going on here.
Yeah.
You're telling me that's good for Will Smith's business?
No.
No.
No, I'm not telling you that at all. I think anyone who does tell you that's dumb.
Thank you. I think that'd be so stupid.
Also, like, his wife, it's alopecia she has, which is like her hair just never, it falls out. So that's why she has to shave. So like, they wouldn't joke about that. Obviously, Chris Rock did, but the PR team wouldn't allow a joke like that to happen.
Yeah, and I also think the thing that kind of ungrinds my gears is Will Smith has entered King Simp territory. Mm-hmm. Like, you're talking about a guy who's allowed his wife to be in an open relationship, sleep with anyone she wants, sleep with his friends, apparently.
Yeah.
And
she gets passed
around. And then this situation happens where at first you can see Will Smith laugh at the joke. Mm-hmm. He looks at his wife, who gives him a glare. He immediately walks up there.
Shit, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't go slap that guy in the
face. Yeah, he immediately walks up there and slaps the shit out of Chris Rock.
Yeah. Well, okay, before we get farther, I do want to do what kind of we had planned about this, because you kind of mentioned a couple of mine, but we're going to go over some of our favorite tweets we saw.
Our favorite tweets or favorite reactions to this. So,
want us to go one for one?
Yeah, let's do that. So you go ahead, whichever you got.
So I don't have these in any order. They're just all the ones that I like saw and then saved. Because I fucking love Twitter, man. Twitter is so funny. They have no chill. So people say whatever the fuck they want. Someone said, if it was Dwayne Johnson who made that joke, Will would have laughed and just stayed still.
Yeah. And then, I saw so many.
Slapping The Rock.
I saw so many ones about The Rock. They were like, imagine if it was The Rock.
Because he was in the crowd. He was one of the guys who they caught his reaction. He was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. And then I got, a lot of mine have the N-word in it.
Say it.
I guess other black.
I'll give you. Just say it.
No. maybe I should just bleep. No, I'm not.
No, dude. What the fuck?
Chris Rock said, "Wow, dude. You know that N-word jaw was sizzling like a fajita skillet."
Chris Rock said that?
No, Chris Rock said, "Wow, dude." On KKL.
Okay, yes.
Chris Rock said, "Wow, dude!" Like
when he got slapped. Yes.
And then you know that N-word jaw was sizzling like a fajita skillet.
Dude, he got fucking rocked.
Oh my god!
He took that like a champ. Because like, he didn't get like red or start tearing up. You know when you get slapped, it stings. And you start tearing.
Oh, up. Dude, that one had to have stung. Oh, that one had to have stung for sure.
Another one I saw was I can't believe I just saw these two MF fight, and it was a picture of the dude from Shark Tale, like Will Smith's character.
Yeah.
And then the zebra from Madagascar, which is true, because that's fucking hilarious. God.
And then,
Morty? No, what's
the... Morty's a zebra. I can't remember what he is in Shark Tale. I can't remember what Will Smith is. But I got this one, it has so many likes. It's men will literally win an Oscar for best actor before going to therapy.
Yeah, I see
that. Like, man.
Next one I saw was... It was like the picture, like a screenshot, like a still picture of like mid slap. So when Chris Rock was like fucking getting slapped.
Yeah.
And the word retirement was on Chris Rock.
And Tom Brady. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah.
Which is so true. It was actually Julian Edelman who made that.
I was saying though, there's like, that's the next, this is the next like meme template. Like, this is the next big one.
In 20 years from now, when our podcast is on Barstool, we're making like 100K an episode, we're going to have a throwback to a nails of OG memes, and
this is going
to
be an OG meme.
An OG meme from like the 2020s.
Yeah, I got Will Smith has all that energy for Chris Rock, but not the N-word fucking his wife.
Yeah, I literally had that one too. It's like Will Smith wasn't even angry about his wife fucking someone else.
Yeah,
basically the same thing.
Yeah,
I also had this one. It's almost a little fucked, but again, I didn't tweet this, so you can't judge me for laughing. But it was a picture of this this dude pulling a girl's do-rag from the back. And it was like Will Smith and Jada later that night. Was it pulling a do-rag as in like pulling hair?
Yeah.
Well, she's bald, so.
All right, we'll go a couple more here each.
I only have two more.
I have this guy tweets. He goes, I have alopecia and nobody punched my kids when they told me I looked better with eyebrows. This dad who has like no followers has now a tweet that has 200,000 likes on it.
That's how you get popular on Twitter, man. You gotta just say something fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And hope. This one's simple as fuck, but the simple ones are all just the best. It had like 1.1 million likes, which is the most I've seen. It was literally just Will Smith was okay until he wasn't. Because he laughed for the first thing he said.
I know.
He laughed the first 8 seconds and he's like, wait a minute. No.
Yeah, I'm going to rip off a couple ones. These aren't my words, by the way. Yeah,
I just got one more, so you go ahead.
Okay, I got, ain't no way you slapping me and just walking back to your seat. We'd be on that stage embarrassing the whole black community. And then I got, all I'm saying is, no N-word, finish smack me in front of Zendaya and Zoe Kravitz and go home to his family. Like, this is literally one of the best nights in Twitter that I've been on.
I know, man.
Like, and then before, I'll let you read your last one last. And then one of my favorite ones, it's not a tweet. It's not an actual, like, words, but it's Jada if Chris Rock cracked a joke about Will and these guys falling out of their chairs laughing so hard. Because Jada would obviously not give a fuck about Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
She's a terrible wife. I can't believe that.
Very.
All right, what's your last one?
Again, this is like it's a thread.
Yeah, okay.
And I love Twitter threads because the very first one you see when you open the comments is always the best. So this person tried making a serious tweet, okay? It ended up getting like 7,000 likes, but it had like 1,000 comments because of the thing it said at the end. I'll go over it.
Yeah.
Mr.Kekak256 tweeted, everyone talking about Will Smith, but the real man was Chris Rock. This man could have taken the Will Smith low road, but stood there like a real man, composed himself, remain professional, and chose to not embarrass minorities any more than what already happened. So the very first comment was, how is this embarrassing to minorities in any way, shape, or form? The fact that they're black has nothing to do with it. The fact that you're implying it is simply sus. Then,
I feel like this is where
someone replied saying, man, this has nothing to do with race or gender. Then to top it all off, my favorite tweet of all time, which is the best way to end it, the same person replies, no cap on God. Just cherry on top.
No cap on God.
Like, you're right. I'm wrong.
Immediately regretted his decision. He's like, all right, you're right.
It's one of those in the moment I'm heated tweets. I'm going to try to be famous on Twitter.
He's like, oh, you guys are right. All right. Man.
But like you said, I was literally, even like today, fucking Twitter's just popping off about this. And it'll literally be a living meme for a while.
It quite, like I said though, this is literally like for me is one of the best days.
But again, whether or not it was staged or not, this is quite literally distracting everybody from the world problems.
Yeah, unless it's fax or printer. I mean, either way, it happens. So
good segue.
Bill. Let's segue into fax, no printer.
You want to segue into this?
I'm trying my best right now, man. It hurts. It hurts to speak.
So yeah, for those of you who don't remember, three episodes ago, so episode 25, Bales and I did a fax, no printer where I lost and I had to prank call National and 10th about the Coke and the money I had in my pocket. This time, the loser has to prank call Domino's Pizza and you'll find out.
Ask for a pizza, but with a very cool message in it. Yeah,
very special message. So, yeah. I hope Nathan loses because I think he's going to be really good at doing this.
Yeah.
But
either way, I'm good with whatever because it's nice. I literally thought until the last one that you always went on my computer to see if you had.
Well, yeah, I won the first four.
Yeah.
And then just lost the last one. Yeah. So maybe this is my turn to go on a losing streak.
Okay. Do you want to say it first or do you want to guess first?
I'll say my first one. And just so you guys remember, we're doing five and then there's a sixth if it's tiebreaker.
Okay. Go ahead.
So my very first one, Bales. The human body has two jaw bones, the maxilla, the upper jaw, and the mandibula, the lower jaw. Only the mandibula moves.
The mandibula is the lower one or the upper one?
Lower.
That's facts.
Yeah, fuck.
You know why I know that is because you said during one of your shower thoughts. One of your shower thoughts was literally.
I don't know why I didn't just fuck.
One of your shower thoughts was literally, did you know only your lower jaw moves?
I'm so dumb.
Yeah,
that I is, thought that. Yeah. I'm like, no, I must have just thought that in my head. Oh, fuck. I don't know why.
That's
a
free point. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Dial it in, bud. Dial it in.
All right, let's just restart.
On a 16-foot trampoline, there are 148 springs.
Facts.
It's cap. I have no idea what it is. Yeah.
You know, what if it's actually like 148?
On a 16-foot trampoline?
How many springs on a trampoline?
I just like literally thought of one and I was like, that, I feel like there's over 100.
On a 16-foot trampoline. There's 120. Fuck.
Okay, so it's kind of close. Okay. Fuck. Okay, so it's kind of close.
Yeah.
All right, one rip. Go ahead.
A shrimp's heart is in its head.
It's facts.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck!
Yeah. All right, good start. Good start. All right, yeah. I don't know why. I just thought they're really small. So I was like,
you're confident right now with this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in your head. This is mental. This game is like mental warfare. This is literally like, this is like Battleship, but like even more warish. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Kale, besides politics, Abe Lincoln was also a successful wrestler.
Besides politics, Abe Lincoln. No, he's a boxer.
Nope, it's facts. What? He was a successful wrestler.
I thought he was a boxer.
He did. He started off like with wrestling and then transitioned to boxing, but he did both.
Oh,
yeah.
God, man.
I was going to change it because I didn't
you
know.
You're so dust.
I didn't know when Abe Lincoln was alive. So I looked up most
popular. He's been dead for a very long time.
Yeah, but I looked up most popular sports like in 1800s when he was like alive or whatever, and it was like cricket. And I was like, could I use cricket? And I was like, no, Kale wouldn't believe me if I said cricket. So I went with the fact one. So sorry, fuck Kale. Me. It's tough, eh? It's literally a 50% chance if you get it, though.
Oh, is that? Yeah?
Yeah, really? I think so, yeah.
Deoxygenated blood turns blue.
Isn't that facts?
No, it's printer.
It's not? What is deoxygenated blood turn?
Just a different shade of red.
I thought it was blue inside of you.
No. No.
What color is deoxygenated blood?
I literally Googled, I Googled facts that are actually false.
It says dark red. Yeah
it says dark red. It's a different shade.
All right. In honor of the Oscars, Kale.
Yeah.
Angela Jolie was once seen.
That's not her name. It's Angelina Jolie.
Oh, shit. You're all right. I even have it written down as Angelina.
It's okay.
Angelina Jolie was once seen kissing her brother on the lips and was also quoted later as saying, I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Okay, this is a two-parter question, so that's very selfish, but I'm going to go facts.
Yeah, it's facts. I don't know. She won. She won an Oscar. Like so, she got caught kissing her brother on the red carpet.
That sounds like her.
And then inner acceptance speech. She goes, I'm so in love with my brother right now, which I get. You can say I love my brother a lot right now, but saying I'm in love is, that's a little weird.
It's like that Dwayne the Rock Johnson meme where it raises his eyebrow. Boom.
Raises his eyebrow, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
That's fucked. But that's like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are like, they're a pretty fucked up couple. Don't they have like 8 adopted kids and like 1 biological daughter who's...
I see nothing wrong with having that
many adopted kids. I mean, I'm going to say she's hot, but I don't know how old she is, so I'm not going to say she's hot, even though I just did.
Move on. Yeah. I think I'd move on from that one.
Bales, in the movie WALL-E, which I was talking about earlier to you, the main character, WALL-E, was between the ages of 30 and 45.
30 and... That's a printer.
That's a printer. He was 700 years
old. I was thinking he was really old. Yeah.
Very, very old.
I was thinking he was old. All right. Kale, if you get this one wrong...
Then I'm donezo.
You're done.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pepsi was accused of hiring hitmen between the years of 1990 to 2002 for killing union leaders.
That's facts.
Its printer is Coca-Cola.
You can't. That's such a fucking bullshit.
No, that's how I was
trying to get away from like the one little changed question.
Because I always lost when you were doing those, so I started doing them. All right.
Let's go over the rest, anyways. I always do.
List off your extras. What do you got?
There is a basketball court in the Supreme Court.
Printer?
No, it's facts.
It is? What?
On the 5th floor of the Supreme Court, there's a basketball court. That's what they call the highest court in the world.
That's nuts.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, that is cool. What's your last one?
At 6,400 kilometers, the Amazon River is the world's longest river.
Printer?
Yeah, it's Nile. The Nile.
The Nile, yeah. Mine were...
You're a piece of shit!
There are only 4 Shell gas stations in North America actually shaped like a shell.
Sure.
No.
I didn't say facts. I was going to say printer.
Okay, yeah, because there's only one.
Yeah, well, I said printer.
So. There's only one that's literally shaped like a seashell.
Cool, man. I honestly don't care. Did I ask?
Ferrets can die if they don't have sex for a year. What do you got?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you say
facts?
It is facts.
Well, so I ended 2 for 2.
Yeah. Sucks to be you, though, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Let's put the people on pause, and then you can take care of this.
Yeah. Let me just think what I got to say, man. So am I going to order a pizza as well, or yeah?
We'll sort. It'll be a lot easier if we order it. Let's order a cheap one, though.
Okay.
Like a roni.
A pepperoni?
All right.
All right. Pause.
Pause.
Hi, I'd like to quickly order a pizza, please.
Okay, phone number?
403-7715.
For pickup or delivery?
Delivery, please.
And the address?
1313.
Buzzer's the same?
Yep, just, yeah, call 616 when you get here. So I'm just gonna get just like the smallest pepperoni you have, just something small.
Small pepperoni, anything else?
So this is kind of weird, but I'm wondering if you could also like with Sharpie or something write a tiny little small note on the inside of like the cardboard box, so like when you open the lid, like you read it kind of thing. Because this pizza's for my ex-girlfriend, I'm just kind of surprising her with it.
Is there gonna be somebody there to pay for it?
Oh yeah, oh 100%.
They probably won't write anything in it because the cooks are Asian, so they don't know English.
Okay. Could I just like maybe like leave a note with you then, and then they can like see if they could write it? Like if not, no worries. But I'll just like say it just in case.
You can leave it with me, but I'm not at the restaurant, so I'll never see the cook.
Okay. Are you like able to like tell a cook to write it then?
Yeah, if I could find somebody to translate it to
Chinese. Perfect. Do you have like pen and paper ready?
Yeah, you could just tell me, but I already know they won't do it because I don't know anybody that's Asian, so.
Okay.
Come on, man. Hold on.
Okay, well, the message is, I mean, you'll probably like it, I guess, then, but it's to Jessica, fuck you for sleeping with my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe if you're able to like translate that somehow.
Google Translate. For this pizza, like it's not showing up there, and then.
Oh no! 100%, 100% will be paid for. Her roommate's there. Like her roommate knows it's coming. She doesn't know there's a note coming. It's supposed to be like I'm like kind of like, hey, I'm sorry we got in a fight. I'm giving her a pizza, but they have no clue a note's coming. I'm trying to be a good guy, but I'm also like really mad at her because, well, yeah, you know why, I guess, because I'm mad at my dad too about it, but you know. It'll be kind of like pay upon arrival.
Yeah, they need to know how you want to pay for it.
Yeah, it'll just be a credit debit card.
Okay, give it about an hour.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
An hour?
Okay, is that guy not really fucking racist?
Yeah, like, what the fuck, man? Okay, that's actually almost bad. Hopefully no one fucking hears it.
I hope no one who knows who that guy is. Holy fuck.
I don't know anyone who's Asian. Like come on. They don't know English.
He goes, they won't know English. Yeah.
Man, I almost want to fucking. That's an hour wait. Oh my god, $30 for a ZA too.
We have to do a podcast.
I really hope that it's fucking the note's actually there, else this would not be worth it at all.
that's fucked up, man. That's really racist of that guy.
Yeah, that guy's literally racist.
Yeah, I guarantee you, just an old grumpy white man. That's probably exactly what I'm thinking of right now.
Yeah, because that is something a white person would say is the fucking Asians don't know English. Not me, guys. I didn't say that. Yeah, that guy said
that guy did. What a douche.
Also, yeah, we tried Domino's, but there was an error, so that's why we chose Chicago Deep Dish, even though we said Domino's, but it doesn't matter. Pizza place is a pizza place.
I'm going to be going to bed when this pizza shows up.
I was really planning on being in bed.
All right, shower thought of the day, Kale.
Yeah, so... Mine's not like, again, not like the craziest shower thought, but if you go to the same restaurant or bar like several different occasions, there's actually a decent chance you've used the same plate or the same fork or the same beer glass before.
Yeah, there's a chance.
How cool is that?
I don't know. I worked in the industry and like...
There's a lot.
But
like, I've gone to the Earls in 130th. I'm not even kidding. Probably like 30 fucking times the past year and a half.
Yeah, there's a chance. Yeah, I like that.
It's a great chance.
All right, my shower thought, the other day I was in the shower, because you know this is a shower thought.
Yeah, for sure.
And I actually thought to myself while I was in the shower, I thought, we will never know what it smells like underwater. you can't, like, smell underwater.
Dude.
Because your nose just gets water in it. So you don't know what the smell is under there, you just know what water smells like.
Fuck. There's like quite literally.
And I thought of that way. When I was like drowning in the shower, basically.
Now I'm starting not to believe you. That actually is fucked though. Like there's, I was gonna say maybe like dry a straw, so you're above surface, but then the water doesn't come up.
Yeah, then the water come right up.
Well, no, because if you put a straw in, then the air of the water will come out of the straw. You can just put your nose right above the straw and smell.
Yeah, but you're still just smelling the water. You don't know what it smells under there.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sort of, yeah. Fuck, yeah.
Fuck you. Crazy. Fuck you, Chicago Deep Dish guy, for being racist.
And for making me wait an hour for a $30 small pizza. Yeah, what?
Fucking unbelievable.
It better be a good fucking pizza.
We have to tip, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we don't need to tip, man, because they're Asian.
Okay. Our hoodies are in, like Kale said last week, but Kale, do you mind putting a post up?
Yeah, I'll put a post up. We've been fucking busy as shit. Tomorrow or Wednesday, there'll be a post.
Oh, and for those of you who made it to this far in the episode, thank you. But we are not doing an episode next week. This is school grind. This is school grind time.
This is school grind because I have every single assignment due the morning I leave for Vegas. So it's grind time starting probably after this podcast.
I gotta get all my shit done.
And it'll be way better once we wait until after Vegas to post the podcast because there'll be a lot good of story to talk about.
And like we said before, like we're gonna have a good Vegas story, but we're also gonna be able to start getting more interviews again.
Yeah, I'm done school after Vegas.
More time on our hands. So
fuck yeah. One last thing I want to ask you, Bales, kind of in front of our crowd here, is I really think we should honestly have like a be nice to us segment where instead of we get people to roast us because we've done that too many times now and it's actually hurting my feelings. I think I need a little pick-me-up.
A pick-me-up. All right, yeah, we'll see. We'll come up with a better name.
Maybe we'll just like post a poll and just like have you guys like say it to us. We might not even have to read it out loud on a pod, but just like I want some nice, kind words. I've been hearing nothing but negativity.
Grinding lately.
Yeah. And it hurts, guys.
Negativity does suck.
It very sucks.
Yeah, I think it's time to be more like Chris Rock and less like Will Smith. So
that's the best way to end it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you all. Peace out.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous
or sexy.
Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network
or on our YouTube channel
or wherever you get your podcasts,
because democracy is something you do.